Halton Region is planning a more connected regional transportation network through its integrated master plan to support anticipated growth through 2051, with a multimodal strategy that includes transit priority corridors, road expansions, and active transportation network improvements. A key element of the plan is establishing transit priority corridors with a rapid bus system and high occupancy vehicle, HOV, lanes. Transit priority corridors are configured through infrastructure or operational improvements to improve travel speed and reliability for transit using the corridor. Improvements can evolve over time based on need, and can start with prioritizing transit and mixed traffic with signal priority or queue jump lanes, moving to dedicated high occupancy vehicle lanes and evolving to fully dedicated transit vehicle lanes, said Leanne Jones, the region's Director of Infrastructure, Planning and Policy, at the most recent Halton Regional Council workshop meeting. The preliminary plan includes a proposed bus rapid transit, BRT, system along Regional Road 25 and Trafalgar Road, as well as east-west transit enhancements on Derry Road and Dundas Street. The goal is to provide frequent and efficient service to accommodate growing ridership while reducing reliance on personal vehicles. The HOV lanes cover multiple corridors, including Brant Street, Appleby Line, James Snow Parkway, Britannia Road, and Steeles Avenue. Most regional roads have been or are planned to be widened to 6 lanes. Additional planned road widenings include Neyagawa Boulevard, between William Halton Parkway and Dundas Street. Trafalgar Road, between Tenside Road and Steeles Avenue. 9th Line, between Tenside Road and Steeles Avenue. The plan also includes improvements for pedestrians and cyclists, such as dedicated bike lanes and multi-use paths. The goal of the Preferred Active Transportation Network is the creation of a modern and efficient network that promotes safety and accessibility for all, the director said. With population growth in surrounding regions, including Hamilton and Niagara, expected to increase congestion, Burlington Councillor Paul Sharman stressed the need for broader coordination beyond Halton. So what are we doing, holistically, between the city, the region and the province, to actually think more broadly, holistically about the traffic and congestion? Sharman asked. Jones said Halton is working closely with neighboring municipalities, Metrolinx and the province to address regional traffic impacts. We continue to integrate the findings of their studies into our network to ensure that our networks are supportive to the best extent possible of the traffic coming in and going through the region, Jones said. Staff will present an updated report with recommendations later this year.